Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've been talking here on VFN Radio, especially this week, on faith. I really have been enjoying it. We've been soaking and kind of marinating and kind of hovering, staying in this place of faith. And I can feel my faith just rising, getting cranked up. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to miss these segments. We have a couple of them for you. The three dimensions of faith, the power of incubating faith. And today we're going to talk about a little bit more on faith. We're going to talk about just having a mustard seed of faith. A mustard seed of faith. Because faith is really so important. In Mark chapter 4, verse 30, this is what the Word of God says. This is Mark 4:30. Again, he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants. With such big branches, the birds of the air can perch in its shade." I mean, think about it. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, this tiny little seed that when planted, it grows so big, so large, that birds can actually perch. They can sit on them. And faith is a lot like a mustard seed. I mean, faith has enormous potential to grow and do really big things. Mm-hmm. You do big things with faith. In fact, it's if you have the gift of faith, it's a power gift.
Right.
Right? Because we're all given a measure of faith. If you have a gift of faith, it's a power gift because you can do powerful things as a result of having faith in God. But the thing about faith, it only grows just like the seed. It only works when it is planted in the ground, when it is actually sowed.
Right.
I mean, a mustard seed is just the mustard seed. It's just the mustard seed if it just remains in your pocket. Mm-hmm. And if you have a mustard seed in your pocket, I mean, it does nothing. It's just a seed.
Right.
It remains just the way it is. But a seed filled with enormous potential, nonetheless. And it just remains a seed unless you take it out of your pocket or whatever container you have it in and you sow it in the ground. Mm. Because what's inside that seed will begin to grow and begin to have life. But it only works when you actually work it, when you actually sow into it, when you do something with it. And we talked about yesterday the third dimension of faith, which is the faith to do, to act. Faith has to be released by action.
Right.
It's released. Oftentimes when people receive the healing, kind of the first thing you want to tell them to do is do what you couldn't do before. And in that faithful move, in that action, you automatically see that faith is released and a healing will sometimes come right at that moment.
Right.
I was just talking this morning with someone, give a shout out to Eddie, that I experienced some really severe back pain before several years ago, almost 5 years ago. I'm not a person that's normally given to back pain. I don't have any kind of condition like that. But mm-hmm. I had this excruciating back pain that you would not believe. I mean, it was pain that I had not felt in a very long time. And I was in Georgia, actually, coming back with my boys. And I had to drive back in that pain. If I was not going on vacation the next day, I probably would have stayed another night in Georgia. It was that painful. Mm-hmm. But I was leaving on vacation. Actually, later on that same day, I was leaving in the morning. So I had to get back home. And so I drove four and a half hours kind of in that, you never see those young people in that cool lean where they're leaning back and they have their arm, you know, pulled out.
I wasn't with really, their seat all the way
their
back.
Seat all the way back. I wasn't trying to be cool at the moment, but I was trying to alleviate my back from this piercing pain. And I drove like that for 4.5 hours. Mm. When I'm telling you that this thing was, I mean, it was throbbing, my lower back. I finally make it home. And when I arrive home, I just laid down. I couldn't move anything. Mm-hmm. And I was in so much pain. I'm a doer. I'm a mover. It's hard for me to kind of stay still. I have that problem sometimes.
Yeah.
But I was literally shut down. And my wife had to pack our van at the time with all of our stuff. I could not move. So we leave. We're on this trip. And the whole way time I'm driving, thinking, I don't know how in the world. I'm writing. In my drive, I'm writing.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to make it on this trip. This is not going to work. So we stop at the local store. I got, heating pads. I've got, Bengay. I'm smelling, really good right now.
Yeah.
And it's giving me temporary relief. Well, we show up to the beach where we're staying, and, they're unloading stuff because I can't unload anything. And it was later in the evening, and beach was totally secluded and out there. And I'm just like, I said, I'm going to just go out and walk right now. I'm going to pray a little bit because, I don't know what's going on. I thought this thing would get better. Now it's like over 10 hours and I have just this incredible piercing pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking and I'm just praying. And I'm just like, Lord, I need to be healed. Lord, would you heal me? And I'm just declaring scriptures over my body and just praying over the healing word over, over me and saying, God, touch my body. And I just heard God in a still small voice, and I heard him say, run. You're healed. Run. For a split second, I'm thinking, Lord, I could barely walk. But you want me to run on this beach. You want me to run. Running on any surface would have been difficult, but if you ever ran on the beach, you notice it can become a little more challenging in the sand because you really got to dig in there to push yourself off with each step.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, you're more... Yeah. Strength is being exerted, if you will, in your legs.
It's not more strenuous.
Yeah. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And I said, man, I'm going to sprint with everything I have. And I was experiencing this dreadful pain just walking. And I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And just by faith, I said, Lord, I received my healing. And I started to sprint. And man, I mean, you would have thought I was in the Olympics. I was like, ready, set. You know what I'm saying? I was ready, set. And I just, bam, fired off.
Mm-hmm.
And man, when I ran, I'm telling you that I did not feel a single pain in my body, man.
Oh,
I was just healed. And my body was like, bam. I didn't feel a thing. I just felt amazing. I start doing exercises on the side. People are looking at me like, this guy working out here. I'm like, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, my, thank you, Lord.
Right.
So I get back to the condo. And I opened the door, and my son greets me. He was a lot younger then, my younger son. And I says, Daddy's healed. Daddy's healed. Oh, my back is healed. Just like children, I couldn't pick up my younger son at the time. He's 5 years younger than what he is today. He's maybe like five or something. And he says immediately, pick me up, Daddy. Pick me up. I was like, I'm going to test this thing.
Yeah.
And I picked him up without a problem. I couldn't move a cooler into the van. Maybe 6 hours before then.
Mm. Wow.
And I was able to hold my five-year-old son, and I was healed the entire trip. That never came back. Mm. Never had I had experienced that pain in over 6 years ever again in my body.
Mm.
And just like that, I went from a period of, hours where I could barely move without, this piercing pain to being able to sprint. Nonetheless, in the sand and carry a five-year-old and just, enjoy the rest of the trip without any problems. And we're talking about faith and how action releases faith. Faith works when it is planted, when you act upon it. It's almost like the more you act, faith begins to grow more and more. The more it's planted and watered, it's like, there's a manifestation of the thing that you are actually believing for.
Mm.
But you just can't have faith. You got to move with the faith. You got to have action that proves what you believe. And it was interesting that when the disciples came to Jesus in Matthew 17, they asked Jesus to increase their faith.
Mm-hmm.
They said, Lord, would you increase our faith? And the Lord didn't say, sure.
Right.
Let me give you more of it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to move from here to there. Don't you love Jesus didn't even just like even address the issue. They thought that the answer was, I need more faith. And you've maybe heard that a lot from people. Mm-hmm. I just need more faith. I need more faith. And Jesus clearly shows us by how he demonstrated with the disciples that it's not about having more faith, but rather using the faith that you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about quantity, but it's about using what you have.
Yeah.
If you have faith as little as a mustard seed. And the thing is, you got to use it.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been given a measure of faith. And it's important that we actually understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 5 people, 10 people could be doing the same thing. But only one of them could be doing it in faith. I think about even when you like sow your tithes or your offerings, are you just giving just to give? Or are you giving in faith?
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving in faith, it's like that seed is pregnant with faith and it's just going to continue to move and do what it was, you know, purposed to do because you sowed it in faith. You just weren't kind of like throwing something in a bucket or something or just, mm-hmm. here's my whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying, "Wow, Lord, I'm giving this in faith to you. I'm doing what your word says. I'm in obedience. I believe what your word says, and I'm just sowing it in faith. And Lord, I just pray that you use these resources back for the glory of your kingdom." Huge difference.
Yeah.
Huge difference. And the Lord reminded me. He says, "Everything that you do in faith always gets rewarded."
Right.
Everything that you do in faith. And Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. I mean, we could just stop right there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's huge.
Without faith, the substance of things hoped for,
mm-hmm.
God's saying it's impossible to please me.
Mm-hmm.
Because anyone who comes to him must believe. That one, he exists, and secondly, that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. God will reward your earnest, faith-filled seeking of him. And nothing more reminds me of that than every time that you sit down to abide. Listen, God says in his word that his sheep hear his voice. So every time you sit down to abide, you are sitting down in faith, reading God's word with the full expectation that God is going to speak to you from his word. And guess what? When you abide in faith, you receive.
That's right.
You receive. And what you notice is that God continues to speak.
Yeah.
And speak. And speak.
That manna shows up every morning.
And it shows up. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great example because many people read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Many people read the Bible, but are they reading the Bible in faith? Are they reading the Bible with the expectation that God, the creator of the universe, who's designed them for a relationship with him, will speak to them through their word, through his word? There's something about faith. I'm telling you, something about faith that when we move in the thing that pleases God the most, God responds every time. It's not a matter of how much. It's a matter of using what you got.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.